Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is, I think, when the spider's loose in the house. And we're watching him, like, climb up the wall and stuff.
Yeah, when he's in Buzz's room. That's right. The spider's out.
Yeah. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thanks to Craig Hoffman for joining us on the show. Andy Behrens, David Deal in the 1 o'clock hour. We've been previewing each NFL division. We're trying to get you all the way through all of them before the end of tomorrow and the start of the NFL season. So we started with the AFC so we can get done today with two teams playing. So we did two divisions yesterday. Let's get to the AFC South. You want to kind of get us started here on the AFC South?
Let's get things moving. I'm going to go with the team that I think is going to be the best team in the AFC South this year, and they are, not the usual suspects, the Tennessee Titans, I do believe, make the leap. Now, I like Mariota more than you do. I understand your general feelings about the quarterback position, but Mariota, to me, has that throwing capability, their running game. You know it's going to be outstanding. Delanie Walker, a tight end. Add in Corey Davis on that offense. Rishard Matthews, a little bit boring, frankly, in kind of how they're going to do it, but they're going to work in layers, I do believe, on offense. You know about that dominant running game, terrific offensive line. I think Mariota's coming into his own as a better passer than some of these guys that were known for their speed and athleticism. On defense, this is the group that they remade themselves over these last couple seasons. They were dreadful a couple years ago on D. Had nobody that you really want. They were old. They were slow. They've kind of slowly but surely, brick by brick, built this thing into a pretty good group. It's not a lot of guys that are household names just yet. We know Brian Arakpo here in D.C., obviously.
Arakpo, I think, finished just shy or right at about 10 sacks. Got off to a great start last year. Shocker, slowed down at the end of the year. Jonathan Cyprian, safety, they brought over from Jacksonville. Wesley Woodyard from Denver, they brought over from the Broncos. Same with Sylvester Williams, some free agent additions. And they've drafted pretty well. Also, their secondary is led by Logan Ryan, who they brought in from New England as a free agent, and Jonathan Cyprian. But the strength of this team is going to have to be their pass rush. I think their defense is good. Adoree Jackson, by the way, they drafted in the first round at cornerback, is not projected to start, but is going to play a lot for them. Their offense, where they had a first-rounder rookie playing a lot as well, Corey Davis at wide receiver, who you mentioned, is just a juggernaut on the ground, where they've got DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, even David Fluellen, their third running back, is going to get touches and is going to be effective for them. They still use a fullback. Few teams do. Jalston Fowler, and he runs hard and blows people up. So you're right. To me, they are the favorites.
This is a poor man's Dallas with maybe a better defense. This is kind of like, this is the new trend in the league. Is everybody else wants the great quarterback to drop back and throw it 50 times and figure out a way to have great passing offenses. This is kind of the Seattle model, right? Where they're trying to build a nasty defense, great running game with the occasional quick strike capability. I like the Titans this year. Not enough to say they're a threat to do anything other than win a bad division, but I think they do win that bad division.
8-8's giving you a chance to play for a Week 17 playoff spot in that division the last couple of years. I actually think they go 10-6 and win the division. I've got the Texans at 9-7, which is kind of where they normally are under Bill O'Brien. D coordinator Mike Vrabel. This is a pretty well-coached team. I mean, O'Brien's going to call plays. They need to do better offensively than they have. They're starting the season with Tom Savage at quarterback. How long until you see Deshaun Watson?
They don't finish the season with Tom Savage at quarterback, right?
That's the question. When does Watson's athleticism take over? He actually, after a great nationally televised preseason debut, struggled after that as a passer.
Yeah.
So he's further away maybe than people think, but they drafted him in the middle of the first round for a reason.
That kid's a winner, man.
They're going to have to run the ball. Lamar Miller, Alfred Blue should give him a chance to do that. They also drafted Deontay Foreman in the third round, so they're deep at the running back position. They've just re-upped long-term deal with DeAndre Hopkins. Will Fuller, of course, injury butt, is a guy when he's healthy who can strike up the band. They drafted Braxton Miller last year in the third round from Ohio State, athletic, and they've got a pretty good tight end position with Fedorowicz and Ryan Griffin, who can both catch the football. So, really, the one bugaboo for them on offense is quarterback.
It's quarterback.
That's a pretty big bugaboo.
It's a large one. Defensively, grown adults
awesome.
With anger in
That's
their hearts.
That's why they have a chance to win the division still.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved to have seen them with competent quarterback play last year, but that defense will keep them in a whole bunch
Watts
of games.
Watts back healthy.
Yep.
Whitney Mercilus, who is a monster at linebacker in the playoffs last year, I believe is good to go. They got Brian Cushing for the moment. He's always hurt. But their secondary is even pretty good as well. Jonathan Joseph. Let's get out of Richmond, who came over from Cincinnati, kind of their leader back there. But
and
their
Jadeveon
front seven.
Clowney, by the way.
Yeah, their front seven with those guys, Clowney and company, so good.
Let's talk Colts. I think this is a disaster waiting to happen. I think they are slow. I think they are old. I think they are decrepit. I think the bottom is about to fall out of this bad boy. They're soft on defense. They're basically Andrew Luck or bust, and it looks like bust because the shoulder ain't right.
Who did we have on yesterday that said they didn't think Andrew Luck would play much?
Will Brinson said he'll play less. He goes, I think he'll play less than half a season. That was
Shocked
Brinson
me.
Said that.
I've kind of been banking on 12 or 13 starts for Andrew Luck. Maybe I'm just wildly off on this.
I think it's two different agendas there, and this happens all the time in the NFL, and you know that it's bad when it is this way, where a head coach is fighting for his life, basically trying to keep his gig, and he wants to win games, and the general manager's got a big picture approach. This is going to come to a head. I think Chuck Pagano gets the axe. I think it's unfortunate. I think he's a good dude, but keeping Andrew Luck healthy is the priority for the franchise, not just for this week, but for the season, for seasons to come. You built everything around him. I don't love anybody on this roster. I like T.Y. Hilton. There's kind of my list at this point, non-Andrew Luck division. I don't like much that they have on defense. I think the rest of their offense is kind of suspect at best. Their number one tight end is a guy named Jack Doyle, who they got from Tennessee. I just don't believe in him. I think they've got nothing, and it's going to be so bad when Andrew Luck can't do what he does.
This is not a very good team. I completely agree. I think they're basically a 5-11 club.
Yeah.
If Luck plays a lot, they could maybe get 6 wins. I don't see him winning more than that. And if he doesn't play at all, then it's probably a 2 or 3 win team. I mean, they could be that bad and competing with the Jets for the top pick. Here's what you need to know about their defense. They have 6 rookies from their draft class, 6, who are all going to play this year a bunch. First-round pick Malik Hooker at safety. I don't know why he's not projected to start this weekend, but soon enough he will.
No, I like him. I went too far to say I don't like anybody. I love him, and I love Vontae Davis.
Second-round pick Quincy Wilson at cornerback. Third-round pick is the only one where you're not sure how much he'll get on the field, but Terrell Basham is behind Jabal Sheard on their depth chart. They got a 4th-round nose tackle named Grover Stewart, a 5th-round inside linebacker named Anthony Walker, another 5th-round corner named Nate Hairston. These are all important players for them. That's how bad their defense is. But it's Tolzien handing to Frank Gore. Here's my one Redskins relevant, interesting question on the Colts this year.
Uh-huh.
Matt Jones. They claimed him. I would be shocked if Matt Jones does not have a better year in Indy this year than he's had in Washington, because I just think he's going to get an opportunity. Frank Gore's a million years old. Robert Turbin is just a journeyman who's played everywhere.
Let's sleep on Marlon Mack. Nice sort of rookie.
Marlon Mack was a 4th-round pick. I think Matt Jones fits that offense well. Curious to see what he becomes. Leaves one team in the South, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sounds like we both think the Colts might finish last.
I think they're going to try to finish last. I think the Jaguars are going to try also to finish last. They're both going to be disasters. They're tire fires with the wind blowing. I think it's going to be a shebangus and non-regulated petting zoo situation at the bottom of that division. Really, the Jaguars, and it's a shame, too, because they've got a really, really competent defense that just gets hung out to dry time after time, Cyndi Lauper style, by this offense. Their offense is reprehensibly bad. It's a bad offensive line, terrible quarterback situation. Some nice pieces. The Allen and Allen group of Hearns and Robinson, both really good receivers. Marquise Lee is a nice young player.
Marquise Lee's taken over for Hearns as their starting wideout, I think.
None of that matters because their quarterback play stinks and their offensive line isn't very good. They're just wasting talent. That defense is good, though, in terms of DVOA, in terms of yards per play, and some of the other things that we measure relative to league strength. They were a top 10 defensive unit last year, but nobody noticed because they were constantly behind the eight ball.
So a sleeper they've got who no one ever talks about going into the season is Dede Westbrook, who I loved at Oklahoma. I think he was one of the better wide receivers in the country and in the draft class last year. They drafted him in the 4th round. I actually think he's going to play a lot this year and be really good. On defense, I think you mentioned how good their front was. Calais Campbell coming over from Arizona is going to be a massive upgrade for them. If you look at what they've done in free agency with him, with Paul Posluszny, the Mike linebacker, and then Tashawn Gibson at free safety from Cleveland. One guy at each level of their defense they've spent money on who's going to be really good. And do not forget, the most underrated corner in football last year was a kid named A.J. Boye from the Houston Texans.
And they got him.
They spent money on him. So their secondary is Boye, Gibson, Barry Church, who was one of Dallas's best DBs for a couple years, and Jalen Ramsey, who was a top of the board pick. You throw in Miles Jack doing anything in their linebacking core with Posluszny, and then on the defensive line, Calais Campbell, they should have a great defensive front.
They spent on Malik Jackson, as you touched on, from Denver.
I think Jacksonville's a 6 or 7 win team. I think they may finish a game ahead of Indianapolis this year. That's the AFC South. Let's do AFC North next.
Together.
We'll have wrapped up that conference and be ready to move on to the NFC tomorrow. Grant and Danny getting you set for football all week long. Tonight's the night. Kicking it off. Public Barn DuPont, our watch party, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.